season. To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning. Come on in. Listen, just want to encourage you this morning. Come on now. Let's ride this wave. Amen. Come on now. Let's ride this wave. High glory. Let's ride this wave. Come on. Haraboko shata. Come on now. Let's ride this wave. Come on. Let's go back in here and let's enter in. Let's get the wisdom. Let's get the understanding. Let's get everything that God, high glory, whoo, planned for you. Come on now. Let's get everything. Come on now. Let's get everything that God planned for you. Come on now. Good morning, Shanika. Good morning. Been missing you. Come on now. Hey, Keisha. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we put our trust, we put our faith, we put our seed, we put everything that is you in us. Huh? And we expect you to do nothing else but your purpose. You said all things work together for our good. I'm going to say it again. Father, you said all things work together for our good. All things. Now, he didn't say everything was going to feel good, but he said all things work together for good. Okay? Now, here's the key. Oh, my God. We have to step and depend on His word. That's all we need to do. That's right. No weapon formed against you. No weapon. See, he didn't say that the enemy wouldn't try. He just said it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to prosper. It wasn't going to defeat you. It wasn't going to get it. God is going to make sure that you always win. Oh, my God. See, that's it right there. Father, I thank you, Lord God. We are in our season. Listen, we are in our season of winning. We are in our season of winning. The Bible says you're more than conquerors. Woo, you're more than overcomers. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. You. He says you. High glory. Woo, my God. Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Now listen, grab your Bible. I've just got a couple of minutes to encourage you. But listen, this is your season right now. The Father said that this is 2025 is the season that you are anointed with God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel 16:13. You're anointed. The word anoint means to smear, to cover, to submerge. Ha, glory. He kesha. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. You can just say that. Ah, glory. He kesha. When the Bible says in Malachi, after you sow seed, he says, prove me and see if I will open up the windows of heaven and what? Pour you out a what? Blessing. Oh, my God. See, the anointing of God, high glory, the high glory, the grace of God, whoo, my God, it's spiritual. And in God's kingdom, God does everything by spirit first, then it manifests in the natural. See, I'm trying to get this to somebody. Are you getting this morning? Woo, my God, it starts in the spirit first, then it manifests in the natural. But you got to do the spirit first. See, if you're not sowing seed, oh, glory. If you're not sowing seed, hey, glory. If you're not sowing seed, if you're not putting, listen, when God spoke this season, he said 2025, we're going to be doing a 2025 anointed divine grace seed of 2025, 225 or 2000. Okay. Why? Because you're putting faith expectation on currency. Currency. Okay. Listen, money is currency. It's always moving. But in God's kingdom, your seed or your currency is faith moving with expectation. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. So listen, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Like I said, I just wanted to encourage you this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on now, get it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Come on now. Verse 7 and 8. Good morning, Sister Patricia. Where you been? Come on. High glory. See, when you understand that this seed, what you're going to do, what you're going to be doing with the seed. See, we are going to direct, listen, we're going to direct faith seed, high glory, of the word. Come on. Of the word, okay? So that way, because the Bible says, okay, in the beginning was the word. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word. See, when you put faith seed with the word, the devil has no power. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 8. Well, 7 and 8. Come on now. I gotta share this, then we're going to have to go. Amen. Amen and amen. Here we go. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a what? Cheerful what? Giver. And here we go. God is able. Here we go. Because I'm about to show this to you. He's able. God is able to make all grace, what? Abound toward you. Oh, my God. Grace. Woo, my God. What is the grace? God's supernatural, spiritual influence, presence, empowerment on your life to do his purpose. Okay? It's not just unmerited favor, okay? It's his empowerment. It's his presence. It's his influence on your life to do what he called you to do. He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all what? Sufficiency in all things may abound to every what? Good work. So the grace is so you can abound for the good work. Oh, my God. Woo! This word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow, to furnish one richly. Woo! My God, my God. So now when you allow this seed, when you get the seed and the understanding of the word, and you understand that you are oh, hold on, that this is the season. Hold on, where's my little book? Because you have to understand, I want you to see this, that this is the season that you will always have. When he says, I will make all grace abound toward you, having all sufficiency, you will always have. Woo! Why? Because this is your season. Woo! You are anointed. You are anointed. Why? Because this is the season. You are anointed. Woo! With God's divine grace. So if you have his divine grace anointed on your life, you will always have. Oh my God. Woo! My God, we gotta stop. I gotta go. Listen, get your seed. Hey, glory. Woo! My God, get your. Okay. For those of you, whether you're doing the 5785 seed or you're doing the $225 seed, the 2025 seed, whichever one it is, listen, get your seed ready right now. Because the Bible says this, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Use my Zelle. Use my Cash App, $2PROPHETMDBRYANT. Use my Zelle or my PayPal, PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. Why? Because when you put it, that's right. Sister Patricia, I speak that the word says, by your stripes, by his stripes, you were healed. This is why we sow seed. Because seed, you sow it financially, and it takes care of the harvest of where you need it. Woo, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, somebody's going to get this. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow the seed, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak healing. Father, I speak healing. Our glory. Father, you said healing is the children's bread. Father, you said by your stripes they were healed. Woo! Oh, my God. And my God is able. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the healer of all diseases, all infirmities, all injuries. Woo! My God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God. As they sow seed, you're taking care. You are using the currency of God to move on their behalf. Yes, your relationship is restored because he said, I will restore unto you all the years that the locust, caterpillar, and cankerworm have eaten away. And Father, you said, Lord God, that when they put it in the hand of the priest, oh my God, when they put it, oh my God, in the hand of the priest, when they put it in the hand of the priest, oh Father, that, oh my God, I can pronounce the blessing. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in, blessed in their spirit, soul, body, blessed in their finances, their storehouses overflow with wealth. And Father, I just thank you. It's already done in Jesus' name. Listen, thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. Listen, 2025 is your season, that because you have been anointed, you've been divinely selected and appointed for such a time as this. It is done in Jesus' name. Listen, be blessed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.